5:33 and time on a Friday for the Alaska Music Spotlight, every Friday at this time on KMBA. Maybe, just maybe, and it's not that unlikely, that someone listening right now has picked up Tim Easton and made him in time for a gig in the state of Alaska. Someone driving around has said, "I got you covered, man. I'll take you to your next gig." It happens all the time. With your help, Tim's been touring around Alaska again this summer with songwriting workshops in Talkeetna, new festivals in the Mat-Su, and being the returning champion of Salmon Fest for a seventh consecutive performance, with a performance tonight at the 49th State Brewing Company at 9 p.m. Let's welcome back to the radio Mr. Tim Easton. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me back, you guys.
Let's jump on a little live music and bring him back to those Salmon Fest moments of just last weekend. Well, just last Friday, really.
Yeah, this is a tune called Killin' Time.
Come all ye armchair nonconformists, listening to my song. Let's take it full time for the sake of sounding the alarm. They say that youth is wasted on the young, and that you can't teach an old dog something new. But I say rock and roll can still change the world, so don't let your youth be wasted on you. Don't hang there like a broken dog. Find out what you're living for. There has to be something more than just killing time. I don't go much for preachy bitches. Act like they ain't going to hell. But it's so true that as you get older, your hindsight rings clear as a bell. I understand how much cooler it can be to act like you don't give a damn. But while you were sleeping on your generation's watch, your sworn enemies were shaking hands. They'll hang you like a broken door and sell you what you think you're living for. It's happy that you'll never know till it's killing time. Happy to never know. Remind me what we're fighting for. Just to get up and go to work. Eat your American pie with your American folk. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. We all get broken down by the ways of the world, the flames of our disappearing youth. But you can't react when you're paralyzed, so don't let the fear be wasted on you. Don't let the fire be wasted on you. Start burning down the broken doors. Find out exactly what you're living for. There has to be something more than just killing time. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Tim Easton live in studio at KMBA, Killin' Time from American Fork. I had four thoughts written down about the album, and Killing Time was one of them.
Yeah.
And I did write down the one line, find out what you're living for.
Right. That's and a little project I do.
And I thought, is this the keystone song to the whole album?
Well, I wrote a song called What Do You Live For that's on a record I made with Aaron Lee Tashian a couple years ago. And it's just a theme, actually, that my ex came up with. And it's a thing I do on my Instagram page. I go around and ask people five questions. And the first four are simple questions, like what's your name, where are you from, what do you do, and where do you live? And then the last one is what do you live for? And it's just one of those things. It's a way I get to know people, kind of a bit of an anthropology project I do as I travel around. And yeah, this case, it's been, really special. I've hitchhiked 11 separate lifts from people that I did not know.
Just in this Alaska tour?
Just in this last tour, there's been 11 lifts, but every one of them, except one, the driver and I had a mutual friend. Hmm. Like the tugboat operator, Max Mitchell from Homer, who gave me a lift from through the Kenai Peninsula, through Cooper Landing. And he was friends with Mike McCormick, who was the first promoter who brought me to Alaska and who I owe eternal thanks for, to bringing me up here for the first time and introducing me to all you guys and kind of cutting me loose and letting me do my own thing. And obviously fell in love with the place, and I've been back 17 years in a row. And I don't hitchhike all the time when I'm here. I've got plenty of friends. And sometimes I'm making the hitchhiking sign, and the person, before I'm done making the sign, someone shows up.
But certainly I knew it was more of an exploration than a simple I just guess I'll hitch this time.
Yeah.
No, it really is. It is about exploring your lands that you're used to traveling in a different way.
That's true. I have like a little bit of a Woody Guthrie fantasy of, old Alaska, old America, where I can go out there and travel and meet the people. And I don't get to do this down in the lower 48 or anywhere else on the planet for that matter. But here, really, it's one road, so everybody's going one way or the other.
Yeah, there's a simplicity
and
to it.
Between Salmon Fest, which was amazing, by the way, thanks everybody that made that happen this year. Between that and the other gigs I play in the state, I have a lot of friends here now, and they're often traveling the same direction I am, and a lot of times it's fishermen and fisherwomen.
That seems to be a building theme around. Well, some of your media that I see.
Thanks to you too. Thanks to KMBA. I've been on this station enough to make a double album of all the recordings. I've been on this radio station more than any other radio station in the world. And thanks to you and Cheyenne back in the day and Northbound Productions and a lot of my friends here, I have built this. Remember I used to make announcements about fishing, like, hey, if anybody wants to go fishing, take me. So that is I promise I won't divulge your special honey holes out there. If you still want to take me somewhere, I'm into it. And I've, that has really come true for me. I get to come to Alaska, play gigs, go fishing to my heart's content.
And walk the trails.
And I've hitchhiked through the Y and the Kenai Peninsula like four times now. And I'm not there for more than 5 minutes. I don't know if anybody knows this. Like I barely have time to try to take a selfie with my guitar case. And like someone stops and sometimes they know my name. So I feel really fortunate. And yeah, interviewing people and asking what they live for and what they do. I was tempted to start this set with Masters of War because of the way it is out there right now. Because I happen to get up here, I check out from the news, Although,
right.
If you listen to the radio, you'd have to turn it off every 30 minutes in order to not hear the news. But, I get up here and it's part of my learning time.
Well, that's taking your own advice very well, not hanging around like a barn door, but actually checking out life and seeing what you're living for. So good on you, and I should pick up that same trait because I'll sit still far too long.
I've seen you at Salmon Fest.
When I get in motion, I'm enjoying it, and I sit down again and I forget all about it.
Well, it's really easy to be complacent and on your phone and all the time. I'm guilty of it too. I mean, my record has got a lot of these songs about apathy busting kind of songs.
Yeah.
But I'm addicted to the internet and Instagram and Facebook, etc. as much as anybody. I envy those that have no touch with it at all, and do not. I don't get news pop-ups on the phone or anything. I stopped all that, but I'm working on it. You know, it's like, yeah, would I love to just to kind of return to that time when I had to use a payphone? Sometimes I would, but I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it. Let's face it. I can tell everybody around the planet that I'm on the radio right now, and there's people in Norway or in Tibet, whatever. You know,
there's a difference between using it and living in it. So yeah, get outside of that phone, get outside of that technology and live within the music. Get outside of the CD even and go see a live show occasionally. And what I want to say about American Fork too is that this has the same jump on this album that a Tim Easton live show has. It takes you up and down. It has just the right energy, and I think it's a real good match for what you see when you experience a Tim Easton show. And you never know who he's going to bring up on stage with him. Tonight you got Junior providing some great percussion.
Yeah, man, James Donald Jr. on the drums. Right, tonight at the Brewing Company, I'll play a little bit of acoustic, some new songs, and I'll have Junior play with me as well. And that's just been a great thing. Junior and I got to go to Spain, you know, and go on tour, so we've kind of locked in on some tunes, specifically the tunes from the Porcupine Era, which was named after a river here in Alaska. And I just love playing music with them. It's a lot of intuitive jam stuff. That's why we were able to continue doing it, because it's more about inventing something new with what we already have, song forms that we already know. And as far as the record having a variation on it, I'm just still like, that's a Beatles thing for me, you know? That is one of those Beatles things, like when you listen to their records, it's not all the same vibe and sound every song. Well, especially, you know, from Revolver and Rubber Soul onward.
From project to project, yeah, from song to song.
There's evolution for sure in all that, but there's also just variation and not all one bass sound or one drum sound or whatever. So I do bring that to my records, and the live shows are quite different, I think. You know, I think that's pretty obvious, but... you know, the new album has got a song about a guy who I learned about from the Beatles. His name is Elmore James, and he was a Mississippi slide guitar master, you know, loud. He played loud and wild, and he played a lot of juke joints, and, you know, he started out at church picnics or barbecues and stuff like that, and then just took it into slide guitar madness, and it was just kind of a prominent influence on a lot of... musicians around the world, but I never heard his name as a kid. You just hear George Harrison say his name on a Beatles album. I think the song is For You Blue or something. John Lennon's playing a slide guitar part, and George Harrison says, Elmore James got nothing on this guy. Or he's like, he's making fun of John Lennon's slide guitar playing, you know, live on the take. And it was like, that's where I first heard Elmore James's name, you know, as a sixth grader, seventh grader. And then I had to go to the library and find out about him at the library, got the records out, and while I was there, got some Sonny Terry and Brown and McGee, and kind of got to thank those Liverpudlians and those British rockers like the Stones as well for teaching many generations about great American music.
Can we share a little?
Yeah, this is the tune I wrote called Elmore James. A lot of racket being made in the world today, and these drum machines all sound the same. I think I hear a song. Is it a song or is it just fun and games? Call me old fashioned or behind the times. The one who got the money making shaking all night was Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Get a little sip of whiskey, put the lights down low. Drop a clean needle on a stereo, grab her by the belt buckle, call out her name. Give her a kiss, spin her around, soon she wanna go downtown to see Elmore James. Elmore James, Elmore James, Elmore James. Thank you.
the flow. The waitress just danced out the door. The boss man said she had to catch a midnight train. Some girls like to keep it clean. Some girls like to get down and mean to Elmo James. Elmo James. Elmo James. Elmo James. A lot of racket being made in the world today. And these drum machines all sound the same. I think I hear a song. Lauren, is it a song or is it just fun and games? Call me old fashioned or behind the times. The one who got the ass shaking every night was Elmo James. Elmo James. Elmo James. Elmo James.
Elmore James from Tim Easton, 90.3 KNBA. The show tonight at 49th State Brewing Company, 9 o'clock. Ticket information right there at the door. And I'm sure there is a spot for you to enjoy a revisit of a Salmon Fest favorite, Tim Easton, who's been to 7 of them now. And that's got to be a record. I don't know. I think there's some other folks there.
Jim from Taxi, Jim Llewellyn from Great American Taxi, is the other musician that has been down there all 7 years.
So one of the fun things about a festival is hanging out with other musicians. There's something about an Alaska festival that isolates you just enough that maybe gives you that extra day to hang with musicians. What is it about Salmon Fest that makes it kind of unique? Because I did hear a lot of musicians very sincerely saying they like this festival.
Well, yeah, there's also, it's not outrageously too crowded to be able to relax. So it's there's a lot of people there, but there's it's not so crowded that you're waiting all day for in line for stuff. And some of the campfire jams are just very sincere and beautiful. And the division between artist and festival goer there is kept to a minimum. Like, you don't feel like there's a barrier. You can't, you know, it feels open enough. Feels like a folk festival in that regards.
If you wanted a crowd surf, you probably could.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to Steve Poltz.
Yeah. He's good at it. You know, I wanted him to join me in my set, and I was glad to join him on his. I think we played Waterfalls in mine. He led that one and then crowd surfed a bit. And then I think I joined him for the Grateful Dead's Ripple. And which is a surprise. I didn't know we were going to do that. And then he went out and got the crowd together and got everybody to hug each other, as he does so well.
He's a unifying force there at a festival where he's at many different stages. Tim's the same way. He's at several different stages throughout the festival. He's bringing himself up as a guest musician. He's helping others along the way. And that's what makes the festival very fun.
Yeah.
It's Salmon Fest. And there's other festivals that you do throughout the year as well. I see coming up in September, there's more. You got the Muddy Roots Festival, the Whispering Beard Festival.
Oh, man, Whispering Beard.
That one, yeah, caught my attention because you're like, really? What's
That's coming up in Friendship, Indiana. Oh, it's a great festival for songwriters. Again, that's another songwriting fest where some of my favorites will be there. It's up in Indiana, and you know, near the border of Ohio. And Rhythm and Roots is coming up. There's a lot of festivals close to where I live in Tennessee. There's a floating festival called the Kiamo Cruise, which both Melissa Mitchell of the Hope Social Club and I have applied to be on that one. And we'll both be reaching out to you Alaskans to vote for us hopefully in the future.
That's a big one where, you have to apply, you got to get votes, and very popular.
Yeah. It's got some of my buddies are on there, and then some like legends like John Prine are on this thing. And I got to say, that's another thing about Salmon Fest. The Hope Social Club played a slamming set, and it was just really nice to see them make the audience bounce the way they did. And it's been enjoyable to watch my friends, my Alaskan musician friends, year after year, come up with, hitting the stage with a new thing and a new, stronger vibe.
Tim's always out there exploring Alaska and taking it back with him into the studio and making songs. Alaskan Bars Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
Groping Inappropriate People.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a timely presidential move on me. That story, for all you know, I've never been kicked out of the Golden Eagle. I've not been barred from any bars in Alaska that I know of. That's a story song where I took, you know, a story from something I heard that had happened and wrote it into there. Now, I may have gotten a glass of, or a pint of Cossack's Porter at Characters, served by Future, the bartender. That part could be true. But so that, like a lot of my songs, there'll be a little bit of storytelling and a little bit of... but I wrote that song with the bars in geographical order, so I would remember how to sing the next line in that tune. And that's been one that I only sing up at festivals here and in bars on this last tour, as I have been doing, and kind of really enjoying playing that song. It's always different every time.
Yeah, always really nice to be able to hear a little bit of your hometown in someone's music, and just makes you bond that much more. There's lots to be heard on the American Fork CD, just getting officially released last September, roughly. Still about a year old, so you're still working that, and I'm sure there's plenty more projects in the making.
Yeah, I'm going to work that one right through Australia. I'm going to go to Texas after this, and then Australia, and a little bit around the States, and basically kind of get ready to make another album. I've been writing, and you know, I'm going to keep on trucking. Next year I might slow down on the touring a bit, but Alaska doesn't count. I will still be here, you know, hopefully with my family. We'll see what happens. I do love to come up here and recharge, and also get exhausted by the long days and all the fishing. And I have to, just a big shout out to all my Alaskan hosts that have taken care of me, driven me around, fed me this great food, and fed my spirit with the power of what I believe to be basically the greatest place on earth.
49th State Brewing Company, tonight, 9 o'clock, Tim Easton and James Domick Jr., keeping the great music alive through a post-Salmon Fest weekend. And let's share some more live songs for the ride home. What you got for us next?
This is a tune I wrote for all the unknown songwriters, or all the songwriters I've met at campfires and hootenannies and parking lots and hotel rooms across the planet. This is a song called Burning Star. Heard your voice out in the parking lot. It was 3 a.m. The bar doors were all locked. A bottle was passed with an old guitar. And you conjured the sound of a burning star. Burning star. Burning star, the night sky spits fire wherever you are. And wherever you are is another place you'll never be again. We can all see hell dancing in your eyes as you're crossing the pond, tossing out your lines. You might reel one in, but you'll never get far. Only warm by the embers of a burning star. Burning star. Burning star. Scattering ashes over battle scars. And wherever you are is another place you'll never be again. Listening to you now in this hotel room,
singing two girls of some lonesome tune. I only see a shadow of who you really are, just ash and smoke signals from a still burning star. Burning star, burning star, the night sky spits fire wherever you are. Burning star, burning star, scattering ashes over battle scars. And wherever you are, there you go. And wherever you go, there you are. And wherever you are is another place you'll never be again.
Show tonight at the 49th State Brewing Company. Mr. Tim Easton with James Domic Jr. Tickets available at the door, and we'd love to see you there. You make it real easy, Tim, to live by what you say in your music. Find out what you're living for.
Thanks a lot.
Watching Tim perform and experiencing the music just kind of gives you a nice perk to say, hey, what am I living for? So go out tonight and figure it out. We'll give you some tips at the showcase this evening. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me. See you, Alaska.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters. The 2017 AT&T Concert Series presents Third Eye Blind, Friday, September 1st, 7 p.m. at the ConocoPhillips Borealis Theater. Third Eye Blind, a chart-topping modern rock group with hits including Semi-Charmed Life and Jumper. Help them celebrate their 20th anniversary Friday, September 1st at the Alaska State Fair. Ticket information available at alaskastatefair.org.